The flying machine. Now, who invented it?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book, How Could a Loving God?
I enjoy visiting the Air and Space Museum in Dayton, Ohio. They have a fantastic array of flying machines. There's even a replica of the Wright brothers' plane that began the whole airplane industry. Now, this museum gives great honor to the men and women who designed and invented these machines. But as I stood there gazing at these great planes, marveling at man's ingenuity, you know what really hit me? The greatest honor and glory shouldn't go to people like the Wright brothers, even though they were geniuses and Christians. It should go to the one who invented flying machines in the first place. You know, the first flying things ever invented flew perfectly, with no need of any modification, and they flew the very first time. Are you confused? Well, the answer's found in the book of Genesis. The Creator God made the first flying things, birds, mammals, and even some reptiles that could fly. What man has done is simply copy what the Creator already invented. How much more should we give honor and glory to the original inventor, Jesus Christ?
Ken Ham honors God's Word in a new CD he's releasing, containing 45 of his faith-building radio programs. Today's the last day we're offering this special edition CD. If you give a gift of any amount today, we'll send Ken's CD to you. To get it, call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.